The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Dawei Von Shi, who is the founder of Jointly.Earth, which connects activists and volunteers with environmental nonprofit organizations for remote collaborations. And Dawei, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for asking me.
Absolutely. So let's jump right at the top. If you don't mind, tell us about Jointly, your offerings, how the idea came about, and all that good stuff.
So it started a few years ago when I was working as a freelance graphic designer, because I was working for various clients, but also I became increasingly environmentally conscious. So at some point, I decided to use my skills to support nonprofits, and especially environmental nonprofits. So I went online and I Googled a few certain ones that I would love to help, and I emailed them. But it was surprisingly hard for me to find a fitting nonprofit that could really use my skills, because a lot of the times I just found the bigger ones because they're easily to find on Google, and they already had, for example, a graphic design team in place. And there were some job boards or like websites that connected online volunteers with nonprofits, but often they were from bigger US-based organizations and much more social organizations. And I really wanted to do something for the earth, for the climate, for the environment. So that's why I decided to start Jointly. And basically, it's a platform that connects online volunteers with environmental nonprofits all over the world. And we're targeting especially the more smaller grassroots initiatives.
That's great. Yeah, it's really, really an awesome offering. And I'd never seen anything quite like this. It's almost like a job board or a job site that connects people to work, but it's really for volunteers looking to help support nonprofits. Like you said, some of the smaller ones that might not have access to this talent. So with that in mind, if you don't mind, tell us about how the platform actually works.
Yeah, so we have two sides. We have a volunteer side and we have the project side. So for example, if you're an environmental nonprofit and you want to use the help of a volunteer, you can post a project on our site. So you can basically contact us and we'll like do a quick Zoom call with you, and you can define the project and we'll post it. And then the project will be online and a potential volunteer can just respond on it. Just like it's like a job ad. And then on the other side, we also have a community side. And this is if you're, for example, a graphic designer, you have any other kind of skill, maybe marketing, maybe web-based, maybe you want to do translations, then you can create a profile on our site. So you'll say, hey, this is my name and this is my skill. And then we'll post your profile and environmental nonprofits can respond then on your profile. So basically, either you respond on a nonprofit or you create a contact on which a nonprofit can respond.
That's cool. Yeah, really good stuff. And overall, how has the adoption rate gone? And tell us about your business model and how you all make money, you know, in this process.
Yeah, so this is quite funny because we don't have a business model at all. So I started this a few years ago on myself, and I really was lucky that I had the skills that I could create the website and the branding and the ID on myself. So I didn't really need any funds to create this, except for the domain name and except for the hosting costs. But really, I was just really lucky to have those skills. And at first, it was just a personal project for the first few months. But now we are recruited our own team of volunteers. So we're now with 6-7 people, and they all contribute like maybe 1, 2, 3, maybe 6 hours a week on Jointly. So we're basically a team that's completely operating on volunteering time, and me myself also. So yeah, we don't have a business model, we don't have grants, we don't have donations. Like, we have small donations, but we're not really working on donations. We're mainly working on volunteering time. With that said, we're growing really quickly in the last few months especially, and it's been increasingly hard to manage because, of course, I'm doing a master's and I'm still working as a graphic designer. So I also like have limited time. So in the near future, we're looking for funding, maybe by private donations, maybe smaller individual donations or grants. But this is something we're now starting to explore more.
Oh, that's great. You know, I love how that you started it with zero business model. So really, it's just coming out of purity or out of passion for saving the environment from yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Like, I'm losing a lot of time and I'm not gaining a lot, certainly not money. I mean, I'm making a lot of interesting connections and I'm meeting a lot of interesting people and I'm getting a lot of purpose out of it for sure. But yeah, it's not really filling my bank account and filling my schedule. That's kind of how it is, but it's been very rewarding.
I'm sure it has been. That's really awesome stuff. And also too, your website is jointly.earth. You are a .earth domain user. What made you all choose .earth?
Yeah, so we, as I said before, we connect online volunteers with environmental nonprofits. And our end goal is to get people to use their time to help to restore the earth. And that's why we use the .earth domain. When I was setting up the website, because I feel like a lot of people know this problem, that it's quite hard to find a good domain name, as a lot of the shorter ones, for example, jointly.org or jointly.com, those are all already taken. So I was just exploring what the options were, and I was myself also pretty surprised to see the .earth variant there, and I was very happy to find it. But yeah, it just fits our concept really well, and also it makes us stand out quite a bit, because still, like, every month maybe someone comes to me and says, like, hey, I didn't even know that this was possible, like, how does that work? So yeah, we're all also, like, being able to distinguish ourselves quite a bit, which is also quite interesting.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Love that feedback there, Dawei. And also, you mentioned in terms of the future, you might explore getting some sort of business model there, some more funding, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess outside of that, and maybe even a long-term vision, what's your long-term future vision for jointly.earth?
Yeah, so for now, it's like the platform works really well, but we want to automate more things and make it just work a little bit better. But of course, the future that it holds is just that we're connecting way, way, way more people, because now we make quite a few connections. But I really feel like especially the younger generation is really interested in helping the world, and everyone can free some time in their schedule. So the future is just to get more people on board, to help more projects, so we can all, like, help restore the earth a little bit.
That's awesome. What a great future vision there. And, you know, Dawei, really appreciate your time today. And kudos to you for spending your free time essentially volunteering to create this platform that could potentially have a major impact on saving our planet, which is really awesome. And, you know, before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I think it's pretty clear what we do, but if you would be interested to volunteer, like, a little bit of your time to help the planet, or maybe you are a nonprofit that could use some help, yeah, you can always go to our website, because I really feel there's something interesting for all of us. So yeah, if you're interested, just go to the website. And if you have some questions, you can always just send me an email.
All right, perfect. What a great way to end this Voices.earth podcast interview with Dawei Von Shi, who is the founder of Jointly.earth, which, as you heard, is a platform that connects activists and volunteers with environmental nonprofit organizations for remote collaborations. And Dawei, thank you so much for your time today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.